There are groups of people all over the world that live long, productive lives, and these areas are called blue zones. Even though they're in different areas throughout the world, they have certain commonalities, and today we're going to share these with you.
You're watching the Dr. Jake Podcast.
Welcome back to the Dr. Jake Podcast. I'm Dr. Jake Schmutz. I'm an integrative doctor and naturopathic physician. And in this podcast, I share with you how to heal your body down to the root causes without harmful drugs or surgeries. I'm here today with my co-host, Teresa Marie, to talk about diet and longevity, specifically looking at blue zones around the world where people live the longest and the healthiest.
Yes, I'm so fascinated to hear more about these blue zones, Dr. Jake. I actually saw a cookbook recently in Barnes & Noble that was called like the Blue Zone Recipes or something like that, which you get recipes from around the world for some of these blue zones that you can copy. So I definitely am interested in hearing more about what you know about these blue zones and how we can use the research that's been done on these to better become healthier and live longer ourselves. Let's start off by just talking about what is a blue zone in the first place, Dr. Jake?
What is a blue zone? Blue zone is a term that we gave to certain regions throughout the world where people live the longest and have the healthiest lives. So there's certain areas throughout the world. So one is Sardinia, Italy. Another one is Okinawa, Japan. Another one is, Ikaria, Greece. Another one is the Nicola Peninsula in Costa Rica. And another one is Loma Linda, California. So these obviously aren't in the same areas throughout the world. They're all throughout the world, but they have certain things that they do in their lives that we've seen that are similar. And we're going to talk about those today.
Yeah. So I definitely want to hear about what is in common with all of them. We've got Greece that's in the Mediterranean. We've got Japan, which is in the Pacific Islander kind of area. Italy is also Mediterranean. Costa Rica is in Central America, bordering South America. I believe it's one of the last countries in Central America before we reach Panama. And then Loma Linda is in California. Let's start talking about what is in common with all of them, because I know that food-wise, they're very different, the least that I can see. When I think about Italian food, I think of pasta, beans and rice for Costa Rica, those types of things. So what are in common with all of these regions?
So let's dive in on what these regions actually do have in common. One thing is their diets are actually pretty similar. They do have nuances, but they do tend to follow 95% of their diet is plant-based, which is very interesting that they tend to not eat a lot of animal products. They do like Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy. They tend to eat a lot more fish. In Costa Rica, they tend to eat a lot of fish, but in Loma Linda, they don't necessarily eat a lot of fish, and it's mostly a plant-based diet. So it's a vegetarian diet is what they have in common. And what's interesting about it is not just vegetarian, they're actually getting their food locally. Most of these people, they have their own gardens or they have community gardens in which they go and get the food actually grown in that specific area. So when you grow food in that specific area and you pick it when it's ripe, it has the greatest amount of nutrient density in it. So you're getting a lot more vitamins and minerals when you do that. And when you follow just a plant-based diet, you're getting a ton more nutrients and you're not getting, and it's much more anti-inflammatory. It's very interesting to think about these blue zones is that they're bound to plant-based, but also they're getting it all locally. And that's one big reason why they are living longer. Another one is they have a sense of community. So they all are supporting each other. They're friends. They engage with each other. They have good family relationships. So they have a good emotional well-being and they know that they can count on someone. So that's a big piece how I'd like to talk about also is that they actually have that emotional well-being and they have a good family unit and also great friendships. So that's something that we can maybe correlate into our own lives of work on, because I know here in the United States, we live this like single type of lifestyle. It's all me. It's all by myself. I don't care about anyone else. I don't need family. I don't need friends, but we are social beings and we need to be with other people to really be healthy. And if we're not, it's going to really affect our health. Also, these people, they sleep 8 to 10 hours a day. And many of them, they even do a nap for a couple hours in the middle of the day. So they're making sure that they are getting plenty of sleep. And here in the United States, we stigmatize sleep, right? Oh, you're sleeping too much. You're a lazy person. But our body needs to rest and digest. If we don't let our body rest and digest, our body's not going to be able to heal, and our immune system's not going to be strong, and our body's going to degenerate much more quickly, and we're not going to live as long, and we're not going to have as good a quality of life. So we need to actually take the time to sleep enough. Another correlation between all of these places is that they are on the coast. And that means that when you live on a coast, the soil is high in iodine. And like I already said, they are eating local food. So they're growing their food right in that region. So their food is going to be high in iodine. So they're getting high amounts of iodine in their diet. So this is an interesting concept is, do people live longer when they actually get enough iodine and they're getting high amounts of iodine? Most of us probably think about, oh, we're getting way too much iodine. We're getting it from iodized salt. But really, in all honesty, we're most likely not getting enough iodine in our diet. And I'm not a fan of iodized salt. I'm not saying that because it's not a good form of getting it, but we need to get it from good, healthy sources, like from soil that's high in iodine or from kelp and seaweed, et cetera. So yeah, this is an interesting concept to think about is maybe they're living longer because they're getting enough iodine.
It's interesting that you mentioned that because there's obviously other places around the world that are on the coast. But what is the difference? You specifically said that people in the blue zones eat more plants. It's more of a plant-based diet. If they do eat meat, it tends to be more fish. And they grow their food. They eat more local food. So you can have a plate. Yep. And there's other places in Italy that are along the coast, but it's not Sardinia, Italy. How is that different? If it's not Sardinia, Italy, they may not be eating locally grown fruits and vegetables, or they are, but not enough because it's not really a plant-based diet in those parts of Italy. These places have all three, more plant-based, mm-hmm. locally grown plant-based and on the coast. So we have a higher mm-hmm. correlation of all three. I think your theory on iodine sounds very promising there. So based on this then, obviously, we all don't live in a region that grows food in iodized soil and those types of things. What can we start doing based on the research from these blue zones, whether or not we live in Michigan, in the middle of the United States, farthest away from iodized soil, or we do live on the coast? What can we be doing to better live a long, healthy life based on what we've learned from these blue zones?
So what can we learn from these blue zones? And specifically related to their diet is that we need to eat more plants, and we need to start the best we can, start a local garden and actually start eating local food. Maybe you have a local garden, but also you go to a local farmer and they are able to grow food and try to get your food as good quality as you can and try not to get it from all over the world because they have to pick it early and then it's not going to be as nutrient dense and then it's going to ripen on a boat or somewhere. So a big piece that we absolutely could do, and the easiest one, is decrease our meat. Maybe we are going to totally eat plant-based 95% of the time, but we could at least eat maybe meat 2 or 3 times a week and eat plants all the other times of the week. I think that's a very easy way, and I think it's a very healthy thing that we can do, and it will help us actually maintain enough protein in our diet. And I've been recommending that to my patients for a while, is you can have meat. Meat is needed. I'm not saying we're following a vegan diet. We need meat periodically in our diet to be able to get the nutrients we need, especially B12 and iron. But we eat too much, especially in the United States and many places throughout the world. We need to eat a lot more fruits and vegetables. Just think about it. Fruits and vegetables are where a lot of our anti-cancer chemicals are in. A lot of our antioxidants are in there. And how we age is oxidative stress. So if we don't get enough antioxidants in our body, we're going to have oxidative stress, which is going to age us faster and faster. So if we could delay that oxidative process, they're eating a lot of antioxidants from our plants, we're going to live longer. Those are some things we can learn about. Obviously, we need to sleep more. We need to make sure we get at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep is what I recommend. Even in these blue zones, they're even sleeping more, 8 to 10 hours of sleep. So you figure out what actually works, but you absolutely need to get at least 7 days a week and work on not being an isolated individual and try to gain some good, strong relationships. Maybe you don't have a strong family, that's okay, but maybe you can have some friends that you can rely on. So these are some takeaways that I take from the Blue Zones.
Now, let's talk about the iodine situation. I know that we did a podcast earlier where you really dig into iodine. Okay, so anybody who's listening who wants to really dig into that, please listen to that episode. But briefly here, for people who you're recommending, hey, start a local garden, go buy local. And if they live on a coast, that will also help with the iodine. But let's say they don't live near a coast and they're buying local, which is good. You still want to do that. What can they do about the iodine situation? How can they increase their iodine?
Yeah. So another takeaway that I get from Blue Zones, and I talked about this just recently about iodine, and I have another podcast. I talk a lot more in detail about iodine in this, but what we need to do is make sure we get enough iodine in our diet. And one big way that we can do this, easy way, is to eat more seaweed. So you could get that crunchy seaweed, you could eat sushi, whatever, eat more seaweed in your diet. Also, let's say you don't really have the option to really get seaweed. You can maybe buy a Lugol's iodine and take maybe one drop a day. Now, you got to go to a doctor and actually see if you're actually deficient, because you can cause problems with iodine. I'm not saying you can't. So go to an integrated physician that actually understands this. But probably majority of you that are listening are iodine deficient. So you need to eat the seaweed. And if you can't get the seaweed or other options there, you could take a little bit of Lugol's iodine, but do that under doctor's supervision.
Now, as far as the local, eating local, some people know exactly where to go. They're listening, you're going, okay, yep, I'm going to start buying local. I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there, and this is where I'm going to get my local fruits and vegetables. But for those people who've never really thought about that or even know where those sources are they typically going to the standard grocery store in their neighborhood where they're getting imported, you know, fruits and vegetables from Mexico mm-hmm. and Florida and mm-hmm. all these other places around the world. Where would you suggest these people go to find locally grown produce?
So where do I think you should go to find locally grown produce? It can be very difficult with the day and age we live in, but there are grocery stores that specialize a little bit more that's like to go with local food. And these are usually the health-related foods that actually will say it's local. Like locally here in Utah, we have a place called Harmon's that likes to put, oh, this is local produce there. We have Whole Foods that specifically states it's local produce. We have Sprouts, et cetera. But probably what I love is gain a relationship with your local farmers. All over the world, all over the United States, there are local farmers that are growing food. Gain a relationship with them. Talk to them how they grow it. Talk to them about that you want more organic type of foods. And gain that community and get food grown from there is probably the best way we could actually get good quality food. Is actually gaining a relationship with farmers. And then also during the summertime or times when you can actually grow food, grow a small garden and grow some of your own food so you actually get high nutrient dense food during those time periods during the day, during the year.
Yes. When I first came out here to Utah, I had to myself learn the terrain a bit. I came from California and I was trying to buy locally grown and I knew my sources over there. But then moving over here, I had to, okay, how does one do it over here? Overall, from my experience in both places, and obviously there's differences all over the world on where you can get access to, but going to farmers markets, if you have a local farmers market that you can go to on Saturdays or Thursdays, whenever they might be, you can get a lot. You can have oftentimes a lot of options there from local farmers that just come, they go straight to the farmers market and that's where they bring their fruits and vegetables. I also found, I had someone tell me about this. I had no idea that you can Google farmers or produce co-ops. Look up the word farmers co-op or produce co-ops in your area, and you can sometimes even find that. And some have more than others. But when I lived in California, we actually had a local farmer that had a co-op, and they would deliver. You could go on their little website, and you can order it every week. You could order a box or a produce, and they would deliver it to my doorstep. And yes, it does cost a little bit more money than what you're going to get at the typical grocery store. But if you consider the amount of nutrients that you're going to be getting, which will be significantly more because, as Dr. Jake mentioned, it's not picked early. When they're shipping you stuff at your grocery store from Mexico, they have to pick it early. And therefore, it's not going to have the amount of nutrients because it's going to rot if they did by the time it got to you. So you're going to have a lot more nutrients. You're going to have, especially if you live in a coastal area and you don't have time to garden, getting local grown stuff, you're going to have more iodine, right? There's so many different benefits to it. So I think in the end, it's worth the investment. When it comes down to your life and longevity, and that's the whole purpose of this episode, it's definitely worth the time and the effort to do. Dr. Jake, thank you so much for all of your knowledge when it comes to Blue Zones and so forth. For those people who want to get a better take on their diet, I know that you do a lot in your practice that focuses on diet specifically as a foundation for health and helping people heal from their chronic diseases, from cancer to autoimmune and so forth. Your office and the doctors at your office are someone to definitely speak to. So if there's somebody listening today and they're struggling with their health and they want to start addressing their diet and other aspects that can help them heal, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. So if you're interested in living a longer life or about diet or how to improve your dietary situation, visit our website, integratedmedica.com. Find our phone number there. Call my receptionist, set up an appointment there. You can set it up with me or some of my other great doctors. Also, you can just click on the scheduling tab on the website and set it up straight from the website.
Thank you, everyone, for listening today. Thank you so much, Dr. Jake. If you liked this episode, please let us know by leaving us a positive review, and we will see you all next week.
Hey, Dr. Jake, thank you for your time today. And if you enjoyed the show, then do us a favor and leave a review. It helps more people to find the show, which could save their life. And remember, this is a podcast and should not replace personalized attention from a medical professional like Dr. Jake. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, cancer of any stage, or a life-changing illness, visit our website today and schedule a virtual appointment with one of our doctors who can lead you to a treatment plan in your area. That's integrativemedica.com. Integrativemedica.com.
Thank you for listening to the Integrative Medica podcast with Dr. Jake. To hear past episodes and get alerts for the future, subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform and be sure to follow us on YouTube as well. Just search for Integrative Medica with Dr. Jake.